Our intuition tells us to relax. Everything's fine. It's just a balloon popping in the mall. Sit down. You'll live longer. I mean, we have this steady stream of bullshit going through the back of our brain that's constantly running and going, don't worry, I'll do the update tonight when you're asleep. That's the problem with our survival, isn't it? Because what we do is we rely on those age-old things, but the challenges are different. For example, we have too much communication now and too much information. So what does that do? That shuts people down when it comes to face-to-face talking, right? So there's a balance, Brian. There's a reason things evolve over time. And anytime that you try to jumpstart that or change it drastically, there's going to be pushback, there's going to be confusion, and there's going to be anger, right? So we have to be careful about that because people fear those things.
Welcome to the Left of Greg podcast. Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Left of Greg podcast. I'm Brian Marin, the host and creator of the show. As always, I will be joined by human behavior expert, Mr. Greg Williams, who the show is affectionately named after. Here on the Left of Greg show, our goal is to increase your advanced critical thinking ability through a better understanding of what we call human behavior, pattern recognition, and analysis. If you'd like to find out more about what that is, you can check the episode details. If you have any questions or would like us to cover a specific topic, please reach out to us at leftofgreg@gmail.com. Today we are talking about how and why humans naturally fear change, even when it will ultimately benefit us. We explain how, even though change is a fundamental part of our lives, our intuition can be counterproductive when it comes to things like adaptation and evolution because we will always seek out familiarity. We're having this discussion because we have some major changes coming up and we wanted to explain to all of you what our reasons were for making the changes and what you can expect from us going forward. We're excited to make this announcement today and we hope that you will be pleased with what we have in store for future episodes. Please don't forget to follow us on social media. You can find the links in the episode details. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please share it with your friends. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the show. Well, we're ready to go. Everything's on and set up and going, Greg. Good morning from the frozen
Happy baritone.
Tundra.
You got a baritone going, Brian.
I'm a little had a little head cold going right now, but I got enough of that Advil cold and sinus with the pseudoephedrine in there to at least make it through this podcast episode. So I apologize to everyone.
That's ambitious.
You're supposed to grind it up and smoke it, right? I mean,
you hold the aluminum foil.
That's what he did. Put the straw in my mouth.
And, that's called bad lieutenant.
Okay.
By the way.
Well, so that's what I have going on, folks, for those listening. But thank you for everyone tuning in. And today we're talking about, in general, how people fear change and what that means and what that entails with our reactions to certain situations, just in general, kind of below the surface that we don't realize what's happening. Anytime a new idea, a new policy, a new thing comes out, something changes that we're not used to, we have an inherent sort of fear of change because we are primed to seek out familiarity because familiarity has kept us alive, right? So if you're alive today listening to this episode, you know, you've made it this far and your brain goes, okay, if we've made it this far, so if we keep doing what we've always done, we're likely to continue to survive and then continue to procreate and populate the species and be contributing members to society and all that. So it's just very easy way, without getting into the full science of the limbic system and how your different catecholamines kind of force you to think that way. But is very simply put, is we fear change because we don't like uncertainty and we seek familiarity. So I wanted to start it there because we're going to get into a whole bunch of different examples, Greg. But I just want to sort of frame the episode with that. And I think there was even a Wayne's World quote where he was in there and they started talking about, cause they got the sponsor for the show. And then Garth was like, what do you mean? We're going to have a sign that comes down. We fear change, but it just popped in my head as I said, we fear change.
We were talking a couple of years back, you and I were doing yet another film shoot somewhere doing something. And a guy came up and said, how do you think you make such accurate predictions? And the point was well taken because we were in a big old parking lot. And I said, you see this car over here that was the furthest away from the entrance of any of the stores. And it was parked under a tree. And I said, there's no shade now. I said, but there will be shade at about what time? And the guy looked around and goes, I don't know, like 5:30. And I go, okay, what's happening then? And he goes, shift change. I go, so where does this guy work? And he goes, well, probably one of those stores over there where the car is pointing. And I said, yeah, exactly. But Nobody else parked here. Only the people from that store. Everybody else would park where? And he goes, well, up front where everybody else is. I said, yeah. And they'll circle around the block, yeah, passing up viable options to choose the one that's closest. Why? Because we don't want stress or anxiety. We seek out the pack. We seek out the familiar, and we want to feel less fear. So what is fear? Fear is one of the best internal mechanisms to avoid danger. And it's hardwired into all of us. And as anxiety increases going towards fear, it's meant to tell us, hey, for every step you take out on the ice, it's getting thinner. It's our unconscious speaking to us through a very simple electrochemical response to warn us of things that could happen. So it's simpler, it's safer, you burn less calories, and we see it all the time. But when we host in-person classes, the people come in on the first day and they sit down and they start talking. And then all of a sudden, Brian has to come up and go, a couple of administrative notes. You got to move into this area. Do they love moving?
No.
Oh, no, they hate moving. Now, in the other courses where we allow them to sit wherever they want, and then the next day we play on, hey, take a look at where you sat today. Yeah, there was no structure, but you repeated the behavior. Why? Because now you feel a sense of comfort, right?
Well,
in that choice.
And you immediately take ownership of that, because that's the first thing I was, we tied into what we're talking about that day, but I was saying, why did you sit in this chair after you got up, went to lunch, and you came back and sit in the same spot? It's like, well, that's my seat. It's like, well, this isn't anyone's seat. This is not your classroom. It's not this. You don't own it, but you immediately take ownership of that and you go back to it. And just because you know it's
and you've already burned those calories too, Brian.
Right. That's the point.
You've
the
already
thing.
Made the choice by coming in the room, and your spatial arrangement said that I like to be a little further. I'm not so distant. And so back to the guy in the parking lot that asked that question. The reason I said that is to preface this story about a guy we both know that was the one that didn't sit in the same seat. And he sat in random seats all over the place, and seats we wouldn't have expected. So the thing that sticks out to us is the one that doesn't follow the pattern, the one that willfully or wantonly chooses something different. And I'm not talking arbitrary or capricious. You wander around and fall down because you're drunk or you're high.
Yeah.
I'm saying where a person intended deliberately to choose and sit somewhere. And if that's true, then that's a perfect demonstration that people fear change.
And
do I park where I park? Why do I sit where I sit?
And it's not just about fear too. I mean, if you think about it from that classroom example, because you started to allude to it when you brought that up, but the idea was, okay, this is where I'm sitting. One, my brain doesn't want to then have to find another seat, right?
Exactly.
Look around, and now it has to take in all this information. But that's two reasons. One, it looks for familiarity, but in that specific context too, it's like, hey, I want to hurry up and get back and sit down. My brain's locked into what's going on here. I don't want to deal with anything else in the room right now, because I'm focused on what's happening here. And so it goes to what it already knows. And now if someone else had sat there, you know, while I was taking a piss or something like that, and I come back in, now I literally get anxiety. I'm like, God, I don't gotta get to find a different speed, you know, and you're getting pissed because you're maybe
now is really there going to be a confrontation?
Well,
Brian,
that's
we're going to be right. I mean,
there's so many reasons, and so that's why you then kind of sort of juxtapose or use that as a comparison to someone who deliberately then, well, now I'm going to go move over here. Well, there's intent behind that. That doesn't fit the groove in the record. Now they may be doing that for their own reason that I don't know of, right? They will, that the sound is better over here. I can't see from this position, but the it's counter to what a typical person would do given the set of circumstances, which is why it rises above the baseline. We go, that's odd. There's something here, because you have to have some thought put into that, unless, like you said, there's some drug interaction or something where they don't even know that
exactly
doing
where it's not their
they
choice.
Don't even,
Or it's the third or fourth thing that they get to. So it's not deliberate, right? It's unintentional. So if we take a look at why are we bothered, right? Martin, our dear friend and overseas program advisor, was talking about having roads blocked and those wankers, I should go out there. Well, a way of protest now that's very popular has always been a sit-in, but now it's a sit-in on the freeway or on a roadway.
And actually put quick dry concrete in your hands to the ground or something, which is going
ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
But why does that work? Because once we've set a pattern, We're want to repeat the pattern. We're not want to change things. Okay. So that's why safety, let's talk to all the people in safety and security that we know. You want to set a pattern with your kid, walking them to school until they can take the reins and walk themselves to school. Mm-hmm. And they know the pattern and they come yep. back. But in safety and security and anti-kidnapping and child everything, knock on the van, what you want to do also is make sure that they understand alternative routes and every once in a while switch it up. Well, that's the same thing with a business executive or anybody that is going out to start their car, start it at a different time, park it in a different way. I live in the middle of nowhere and have no neighbors, even the lawn and the dock are way down the street. But I park the truck in a different manner every day because I figure if somebody is watching me, they'll go, hey, somebody lives there. And the guy's cued in because he's moving the orientation of the vehicle all the time. Now, as ridiculous as that seems, that's a hard pattern to get into, okay? Because it's counterintuitive. Our intuition tells us to relax. Everything's fine. It's just a balloon popping in the mall. Sit down. You'll live longer. I mean, we have this steady stream of bullshit. Yeah. Going through the back of our brain, that's the program, the hidden program on our computer that's constantly running and going, don't worry, I'll do the update tonight when you're asleep.
Yeah.
That's the problem with our survival, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because what we do is we rely on those age-old things, but the challenges are different. For example, we have too much communication now and too much information. So what does that do? That shuts people down when it comes to face-to-face talking, right? So there's a balance, Brian. There's a reason things evolve over time. And anytime that you try to jump start that or change it drastically, there's going to be pushback, there's going to be confusion, and yeah. there's going to be anger, right? So we have to be careful about that because people fear those things when they change quickly.
No, and yes, and because we feel like I just got used to everything. You're getting the yep. rug pulled out from under me. There's some uncertainty. I'm not sure, and it's just a natural defense mechanism for all humans to say, "Wait a minute, we don't like this. What does this mean? Yep. I don't know." Like we have a certain pattern that we're supposed to follow because it's worked for us, and so part of that anxiety can which is interesting because within those periods of change or something's happened, there's also just actually can be a significant amount of opportunity within that, right?
Of course. That's why we always do the danger opportunity
because those are two sides of the same coin, right? Yes, yep. It can be mean, I don't know, maybe my job's on the line and I'm not sure how this company reorg is going to go and what's going to happen. But it could also mean, wait a minute, I could also get capitalize on this and take on a new role or higher pay yep. or more responsibility. So we don't often look at it that way. And because we naturally fear that, you sort of have to take that into account when making changes. So you have to determine why are we making changes yep. to this situation, to this policy, to this procedure, this way of doing things. And if I don't, and a lot of things are missed sometimes because that's not clearly articulated on why this needs to change, or it becomes a knee-jerk reaction. And the public wants this, and so now we have to do that. It's like, well, is that the best thing? I mean, why? So right. Have we done any sort of analysis as to say, here's why we're changing this. Here's the purpose behind it. Here's because everything, that's the one thing that's constant, right? Things are constantly changing, right? Things yes. are constantly adapting. They're constantly evolving or devolving or whatever. That's just nature. That's biology. I don't care about even before you even get to different social issues or something. I'm just talking about in nature, things constantly adapt and change. That's the way it's always been. There is no steady state. It's a constant state. The state is constantly in flux is what it is. And so,
but it has to be.
Well, yeah.
And otherwise, any state has to be, right?
Because that's the thing. You're either what? You're either evolving or devolving. You're either yes. getting stronger, faster, harder to kill, or your species is dying off. It's one yes. or the other. Like you can't just maintain. Like you have to do one or the other. And so, right. so I think we almost forget that sometimes as humans because we become sort of sedentary in thought and belief that we were not used to that constant change. So if you're not doing it correctly, and what we're kind of getting into, right, is if I don't have a reason for it that I can justify, then it's going to be difficult to accept that change.
let me give you a couple of instances, real-time instances from my history. Gosh, we got to write another textbook. First of all, bird flu. I was part of the team that had to listen to the plan of the politicians to close down the roads, close down the town. The people that lived out of town, we were taking their propane and the food out of their fridges and freezers to survive, because we're going to create this biodome of just humans living off the grid. This was the plan for a county in a state to counter the bird flu and have armed insurrection to make sure that we took over the roads and turned people away. And would deadly force be authorized? Well, certainly, because, you know, this is a dangerous situation. And I said, okay, this is a point in my career that I have to make a mark, because I can't believe the things coming out of people's mouth in a plant. Happened again, Y2K. I still in the basement have a flag that looks like the Swiss flag. It's a dark green flag with a white cross in it, because I was designated as one of the people that understood how to survive after Y2K. And I was supposed to take part of this government group and put them in a place in a state and take care of them till things got back to normal. And that flag was the sign for those people of where to go. The things I heard and the things I saw that build up to Y2K. Brian, why? Because they scared us. All the things that you take for granted every day, the rug is going to be pulled out from under you, and it's going to be different. Look at the tension. People died. Think back to just 2019, when people died in stores because somebody got in an argument with them over wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, or being too close and not to, and it turned into a shootout. Why? Because we were afraid. The bottom line was that we were afraid. We fear those things that we don't understand. And when we assume, we make assumptions that some sort of plan is nigh, that somebody has a plan for it. And then all of a sudden we have the government coming on and going, no, none of us figured out that when it goes to zero, things might reset. Right. Then we're even more afraid, because we think, well, somebody had to be looking at this. Doors closed, doors locked or unlocked, Uvalde report. Let's go to any situation of mass chaos. And what do? People say, well, wasn't there a plan? Kind of. You know what I'm saying? And we were kind of thinking, well, this would never happen here. Lightning never strikes twice. So Brian, we fear things that we think are going to change without, like for example, climate change is always going to happen, because when you have a closed system and you insert something to that system, like the world and humans, something's got to change. So if you add or remove a species, or you add or remove a metal or a gas or something from a system, something's got to come out of that. So we like slow, well thought out change. We hate abrupt, take it or leave it, knee-jerk reaction change.
That's
all humans. It's across the world, I think.
And that's a great point, because it even ties back to you know that's the old New Year's resolution thing, right? People trying to do too much. It's like, no, slow incremental is going to be better over time.
Why do people fight aggressively after the first handcuff is applied, more so than at every point to the arrest?
It just got real.
So you mean I'm going with you?
Yeah.
You mean my freedoms are now gone?
Like, I heard you say that, but I didn't really sink in until
it never dawned on me. And that's a perfect example, right? It never dawned on me until all of a sudden that first handcuff clicks, and then it's like, it's on. So we have to know that as humans, being good humans to other humans, we have to know that, and we have to, I guess, prepare for the inevitability of change. I told you about a death that we had. We had three very recent in Gunnison, all good friends, all people that were way too young to die. Why did it bother us so much? Because we never expected it.
Yeah.
And it was an abrupt change that was handed to us, and we had nothing to say about it, nothing to do about it. So, I mean, we're following a theme.
Yeah.
And the theme is that we like having a part in our decision making. When anxiety goes up, we tend to, like, our show is canceled or a new show comes on, or they jump the shark and there's new characters. It can be something as little as that, Brian.
Yep.
It can be something that Pepsi free, or there's a new Coke, right? So it doesn't have to be a world altering change to be a Brian or a Greg altering change. I think that's important as well.
Yeah. And so one of the things that you have to do I think when implementing change is, you know, have some sort of analysis as to why you're doing it. Like, what is the point here? What is the reason for it? And what do we get out of making these policy changes, these procedural changes, these daily habit changes, right? Because you have, it has to have some sort of, if there's no reason and you're just doing it, as you like to say, willy nilly, then what can you possibly expect out of it? And you're creating turbidity for people. You're creating chaos and anxiety for what?
For what? And turmoil is a good thing.
Yes. Okay?
Agitation is a good thing. Anger is a good thing. But having it for naught, that's where the danger lies, right? That's where you're going to lose people in the company. That's where you're going to alienate people in the family or your spouse or significant other, right? Because it's like, what's this arbitrary choice? Why are we now doing these things this way? And I think that people get along when they know it's coming, when they understand the reasons behind it, even if it isn't their choice, at least they get an idea to look inside that Fabergé egg and go, okay, I guess I see what's going on. That's a lot better than just saying, by the way, tomorrow, all that you knew is gone.
It's gone.
By the way, gravity, gone.
Yeah, we don't do it that way.
Slim Shady, you know, whoop, there goes gravity. I mean, what a great line, okay? Because his whole world changed in that moment, you know?
Yeah, no, and that's a great point, because if you don't prep people for that, then it can be that rude awakening, and you can have a really negative effect, or you can do it correctly and sort of implement change over time and explain why it is. And then when it becomes easier too, people go, oh, wow, I see the benefits of this. This is a good thing. And you're getting people involved, right?
I would say when you use the word correctly, use correctly with the little quotation marks
air
around
quotes.
It. Because the great thing about science and the great thing about law is laws can be repealed. You can go to the government with redress. Science, the best thing about being a scientist is when I'm faced with new information and it's been validated, vetted, and tested, then I can change my opinion. That's the beauty of this.
Yes.
So when you say, hey, you know, this is a thought out change and we're doing it, that doesn't mean that you can't come back at some point or change or alter that. That just means that there's a process. And I think process makes it better. You know, we're going through a procedure. We see the benefits here, and we're going to alter or adapt. It's what whatchamajigger, the HMS Beagle guy, Origin of Species. That's what
Darwin.
Darwin. Sure. That's literally Darwinism. What he wrote about is these things are going to happen. Take a look at how they happen a little at a time. And what also do we know about history? We also know that there's certain points in history that are still hazy that we don't understand very well, because there's a big jump in time. The space-time changes, and all of a sudden something that usually takes a million years to do happen in 100,000 or happen in 10,000. And that's still amazing too. So there's adjustments you got to make, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think speaking of adjustments, we'll get into what the hell we're talking about today too, because this is, we're sort of transitioning from
male to female. Welcome to the party. You never expected it, did you?
That's too much. That's the Bill Burr joke.
Too much all at once.
That's the Bill Burr joke. He's like, look, wait, we're not supposed to talk about this. If I run into my buddy and the last time I saw him, he had a mustache and he shaved his mustache since I've seen him, that's a 10-minute conversation
huge. Right.
but we're not supposed to talk about this stuff over here. No. We're going from the it's from the Left of Greg podcast to just the Human Behavior podcast. And so for those of especially our Patreon subscribers, I've been going back and forth on this and getting feedback. But the idea was, you know, we're taking this show as this is sort of the last episode of Left of Greg and going to the next phase, the next step as it's grown and adapted. And you know, we've done this for a while. First, it started out just to get our stuff out there, get people listening, and as sort of a marketing tool just for our work, that we could talk about it because our stuff, this long form conversation suits our work better than the 30-second clip that you can watch and know what it is, because it's not simple. So simple things take 30 seconds to understand in a promo video, but ours doesn't, and that's fine. So it allowed it to get it out there, and there was other reasons behind it too. There's a lot of people out there purporting to be things that they weren't, or you know, using information that wasn't theirs. And so the point was, well, we're just going to get on and talk about all that, because that'll put them, you know, the people realize that they're not who they claim to be. And that all worked. And actually it worked faster than I thought in terms of some of this stuff of people reaching out and going, hey, I'm interested. I want to learn more. So that was the original goal. And then we use it to talk about different subjects that, you know, it's what it was. It was our conversations that we had in the car or over dinner about certain news items, about certain concepts, about the yes. way people perceive things. So it was a window into how we think and approach things that I think people really appreciated, and it started to grow. And we appreciate everyone listening right now. It's been great. We have great feedback, but you know, we've been sort of meaning to do this for a while, or give the podcast more effort and time and meaning behind it versus us coming on and keeping it very casual. We wanted to kind of step the game up a little bit, and because it's naturally progressed that way anyway, with some of the conversations, with some of the people we've had on, with some of the questions we get from our listeners, which are all fantastic. So we really want to make it into what it is. And so that's what we're doing. And so, which is why we started the whole 20 minutes of talking about fear and change and what can become, because we're both really excited about this. I'm super yes. excited about it, because one of the things that we're going to be doing is, because we do travel so much, we said, well, why don't we just lean into this? And we're doing this anyway, is we can go to different places and, you know, rent the you know, a nice high-end podcast studio to record the episode in and get good video and all that kind of stuff, and really kind of get up the production value and things like that, and make sure we're interacting more with our listeners and providing more content and even more stuff that's going to be happening on the Patreon. So the Patreon side is going to be really what we want to create, is that feedback from those folks listening and that have questions that we can dive into this. So we want to keep the podcast episodes that we have on here and continue to do for free, that accessible to as many people as possible, to really listen into that and open up the audience and go, wow, I never considered that perspective. And then for you folks, I know that have been listening and following along and they're Patreon subscribers, like, we're going to have those subscriber only episodes. We're going to have those Q&A stuff on there. The Patreon's going to be yep. a big thing for us, because that way we get more feedback from you, more interaction, and we can really dive into some specifics on things that probably wouldn't play well over the podcast, and that we would want to honestly keep. You got to keep the riffraff out. One way to do that is charge people a few bucks, and that automatically keeps a lot of the people that are just trolls and want to talk shit. It kind of keeps them away, because now they have to actually put in some effort, and they're not willing to do that. So that's part of it, and that's kind of the big announcement for today's episode. Yeah. And wrapped in this overall theme. So I'll let you kind of
respond to that too, Greg. Here's the thing, folks. If right now you're going, wow. Well, think of me. Brian came and said, it's time. And it was a really, 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 really hard transition for me, probably 6 months, because the idea was I was one of those things saying, look, early adopters, we don't want to lose people this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it dawned on me one day when I'm ready to go out and walk the dog that, you know, we've outgrown Left of Greg. And the reason we've outgrown Left of Greg is because Left of Greg has always been an inside joke between yeah. Brian and I and a very small community. And you know what?
And then
the community's grown.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Then our listeners are in on it. And it's exactly. such a big community now. Yeah.
So the thing is that what we talk about each time we get together is human behavior. So simply calling it the Human Behavior Podcast was a given. The second thing is, we don't use structure. We very rarely, as a matter of fact, many of the episodes, and Brian, how many episodes are we up to now?
This will be 240.
Yeah, so 240. Think about that for a minute. Most podcasts go away after 30, okay? There's some that last till 50. So this is a milestone, but the idea meaning that many times Brian and I are like, shit, we got to do a podcast for the week. So we bat it around and we go, what are some of the topics that we'd like to do? No longer. What we're going to do is based on, like Brian said, not only feedback, but current events, science, some of the things that we can't cover in class that we'd love to take more time yeah. on. Now we can relegate those to the podcast. And also, just simply from a marketing standpoint, it's really hard to look through a list of podcasts, and there's a lot out there.
Yeah.
And Left of Greg says nothing.
Yes.
Unless you're in on the joke.
Yeah.
Whereas the Human Behavior will kind of get you there a little bit quicker. So, and look, we're taking a chance, but it's not an unmeasured chance. And it's not Brian has put a tremendous amount of thought into it. and had to carry me both ways for a lot of months. And then the last couple of months, when we take a look at it, it made a lot more sense. And then the last couple of episodes in the last couple of weeks. So you know what? I think it's the right thing to do. Brian does. Most of the people that we've bounced it off, that we have a tremendous amount of faith and we understand their capability and what they know, they like it. So let's give it a shot. And with your help, with everybody that's listening or watching right now, we can make this a good thing. I mean, I'm excited because I think the first 6 months have so much ready and so much at the line. We always under promise and over deliver anyway. If you know us, you know that's exactly what you're going to get here. But it's not just a bunch of scattershot. This is a measured, tempered approach to get us to that next level of professionalism that we need to get the message to more people and make sure that the message is laser focused every time.
Well, and the other reason too, and I appreciate giving sort of the background of what the podcast was and is, and it's actually always been separate. Like I've been doing the podcast as a separate thing, and we even tell people, look, it's like our opinion-based testimony, check it out. You know, we don't, which is
talking.
Well, and there's different, there's a number of different reasons that I kept it that way. We decided that, but now as it's progressed, it's like there's a lot we can do with it. So we have to bring it to now it's the Human Behavior Podcast. It's part of Arcadia Cognorati. It's not a separate thing. This is what we're going to be discussing. It's just going to be a lot more deliberate. And so we can still do our subscriber only ones of just us talking about different, you know, topics like we do. It's definitely going to be more deliberate and concise about how we address certain things and why we talk about them the way that we do. And I think that will actually open it up to folks and get even better feedback. And we've already gotten some great stuff from, especially, like I said, the Patreon subscribers and different listeners and who we love and appreciate. So we want to
have been our guinea pigs many times.
Yes. Well, right?
New ideas. But,
and as you know,
the textbook, Brian. Well,
And early adopters are always rewarded. So we always take care of people who have, you know, glammed on and been a part of it for a while. But the other thing is with this is that, you know, having people involved like that is where I've tried to want to go to it. Just it's a time consuming thing, but we kind of have a better way to do it. And there's going to be things that we can get into, but having those folks that you guys listening and that, you know, really kind of give us that feedback is so crucial and helpful and powerful because that makes it better. And so we want to make sure we're delivering you guys the best stuff possible. And by being more deliberate about it and changing it up a little bit, that's going to help us do that. So I think people will actually, the original listeners who've been having for a while will like actually even appreciate it even more. I think that's what my goal is, because those are the ones that have been telling us to keep going and reaching out to us. So I definitely want to make sure that
Brian, what aren't they losing? They're not going to lose us. It's not as if Morgan Freeman is going to play Greg on the next episode.
Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried has always been me. That's going to do the voiceover. They're not going to lose our sense of humor or our comic timing. What they're going to do is they're going to get an episode that has enough structure to make sure that we can fully and thoroughly talk about some of these topics that are really of interest to people, because many times we had a default to white belt, which is not a bad thing, but assuming that people knew stuff, and then all of a sudden people were going like, we have no idea about going a little fast. And so we don't want to do that anymore. We want to make sure that the folks that tune in get a full, they get a beginning, a middle, and an end, Brian. And when they walk away, they go, hey, we got something. So don't fear that you're losing anything. You're losing a name. So we don't want to lose you as a customer, as a client, as a friend, but you're going to gain so much. Look, I liken it to the textbook. Never liked the idea of writing a book. Never. After Left the Bank came out, even less did I want to write a book. Right. Because everybody was going the wrong direction, but the textbook's the right direction. But look what you get with the textbook. You get the textbook, and then you get the online edition, and then you have links to different stories that Brian and I tell and different things that we filmed. Brian, that cornucopic advancement is exactly what we're going to do with the podcast. The podcast is going to be so much richer and fidelity filled and deeper. And we just can't do that with the old format. It's just, you know, I think the easiest way for me to understand it in my own mind is we outgrew Left to Greg. And
no, we're
happy that this change is here now and it's coming.
Yes. And that's, and I have to thank our listeners for that too. We definitely did.
Amen.
Because those people sharing the episode and sharing this, you know,
if you put up with 240 hours of Brian and I, cause I know people that binge, I know people that comment on old episodes. I know people that say, hey, you always said you were going to follow up on this and you haven't. Brian, there's so much there. So much amazing opportunity, right? That I can't wait to dig in.
Well, and then we have some of that stuff to base it off of too. Like we can go back to those past episodes where people are reached out about stuff and just reformat the content in a sense to go, well, let's dive into these deliberate areas. So get rid of half the stuff we talked about in that episode and stick to these areas that this is whatever.
Twice the time to talk.
Yeah, we have everyone's exactly. Got the feedback from what these were the questions on it. And that's why we really appreciate it. From us. So,
and the updates too, Brian. Well, there were certain things that changed in certain cases that 4 or 5 years later now, the outcomes were different and stuff. I'm excited about being able to go back and talk about those things in the light of time. Now we have that distance and time from it that we can look back and say that we can evaluate the things that we said then and, you know, put them in a frame for today's listener.
Yeah, and some of the episodes too will come with different stuff that we've written up before in the past and kind of the inside, like everything from personal stories to photos and stuff like that of where we're at. So you can get a little bit more behind the scenes kind of stuff or where this stuff comes from and read into that, which will be great for some of those takeaways for people to really make it sticky. And that's sort of the goal here with that. And, you know, this is why we started the episode with, evolving and adapting and changing and how it's constant, because as long as it's going in the right direction, you're evolving, not devolving, right? Then it's going to get better over time iteratively. Yeah. And that's been the goal. And we didn't do that after 3 episodes. We didn't do that after 30 episodes. We did it after almost 300 episodes. So what does that mean? Like we've found an algorithm that works, but then how do we tighten that shot group up? Okay, we're hitting the target right from far away, but we can always get a tighter shot group, and so that's the refinement over time and that iterative refinement over time with feedback and analysis and discussing the concepts, not just that we're going to talk about, but discussing the impact it has. Because one of the things that we do, obviously in person is the best type of training you're going to get. And what you get, you know, you can do so much more and you can go to so many different places. When it comes to different formats, when it's online or on social media, or even listening here, it's different. So you have to account for that. And, you know, it's difficult sometimes for me, anyway, I can speak to myself, to go, how is this going to get across to the listener, right? What I want to make sure our intent is clear. And some people have told me like, hey, you're worried about like turning people off or pissing people off too much. And it's like, no, that's not what it is. I actually don't care if someone doesn't like what we say. I really don't. Like, go on. There's plenty of other podcasts. If anyone follows on social media, my Instagram response is always like, hey, that's awesome. Thanks. There's like a billion Instagram accounts out there. Maybe this one isn't for you. Hope you find what you're looking for, because I don't care about that. I am very concerned, or my concern is, my focus is the intent of our message coming through? Is that part clear? Because as long as the intent is clear, if, you know, I say the wrong word because you're talking all day long, or I mention the wrong thing, like you get the intent behind it. And that's, that's the most important part. And that's always been my concern with this. And it's not that I'm worried that it's not, meaning that's the point. That's the focus. Because a lot of people now, you know, you brought it up at the beginning when you said there's a lot of information out there. There's so much communication. There's so much this. And I don't think people take the, because it's so simple and because we've been doing it so much now, people just fire off with stuff and they just send out comments and they just send out shit and they don't think about what they're doing. Exactly. They're not being deliberate. And I think that contributes to the sort of dumbing down of society. Like, you're just going to recycle some old shit. You're just going to post someone else's thing. You're just going to be deliberate. Why are you doing this? You know, not everything is weighted equally. And that's just my own thing. Everyone who's, you know, any social media guru expert who would give you advice or consulting on it would say, no, just fucking put it out there, fire away, just keep going. And I don't want to do that. And I think that's fucking bullshit. I think it's stupid. And I think it makes us all dumber. And you can't constantly put out top quality, you know, and, you know, top quality content, right? We're not always going to hit a home run, but I got to get on base. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No mag episode. That's our goal. No mag episodes.
Every once in a while, those are good, though, to throw in there, just to completely go off track.
To see if somebody's paying attention.
You do have to change it up. But I hope that makes sense to you, Greg. You get what I'm saying with how the message comes across, too.
Yeah, listen, everybody that knows me knows that I would have never, ever considered having a podcast ever, as Brian's baby always has been. Same thing about the book. That's just not me. My goal is to take a knee with a bunch of kids at the corner on the sand lot and play a game of baseball and teach them about physics that way. But the problem is that's not going to get the mass appeal and not going to get the feedback that are necessary. Now, there's people at the other end of the spectrum that can't shut the F up.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff that they're pushing out in lieu of content is just word salad.
Yeah.
And we're trying to counter that as well. And you know what, folks, to get to almost 300 hours of speakifying and making sure that it's legal, moral, ethical, and it breaches a scientific threshold is not easy. And so we're saying to you that Brian and I are all in all the time. We just doubled down and it's going to be better from this day forward.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue that improvement, the laser focus, the fidelity search to make sure that what you're getting is the clearest, most cogent content out there. And so the name, you know, it may change, but this suit coat won't.
we know
so,
that.
So, yeah. So don't fear this change. And we, gosh, the preamble on this one, Brian, was long and detailed.
I don't know if we got everyone where that did we make the fear worse when we dropped the information or did we abate it?
Did we exacerbate or abate? That's so funny. Well, you know what? The best way is to tune in and see. Like, there's still some things I'm not sold on. You know, the production quality versus the content. But you know what? Has to happen. Because if somebody's going to tune in and listen for a long period of time, we've got to make it better. And Brian and I are always on the road, but that's a dodge when it comes to not delivering. So we've done our best, even through the holidays and even through tough times, to make sure that we get out there with a good episode, not a mega episode. And we're going to continue that. We're just going to raise the standards. And by raising our internal bar, you're going to reap the benefits. That's the great thing. We're not asking one more thing of you.
No. And I think that's, you know, we owe that to the listeners, you know, for just being responsible with how we conduct ourselves and do things. But I think that's pretty much everyone sort of expects that. And that's our standard we've set already, even with this, the way we've done it now. Right. The other thing is this has been an incredibly powerful learning tool for us, and especially for me, because it's changed the dynamic of even some of our in-person training and how things are, where we're coming in sometimes now where people do know us or have listened to the podcast. And so we're almost when that happens, the training is even better because it's like we're moving faster. There's no
and further.
Exactly. Yes, we get to push the envelope. We get to get more in because people are they're used to our rhythm and they're used to hearing us. And so they assimilate the information faster.
They come just like with notes. They come with questions.
Come with
love
questions
that.
Or you they know? Come. Yeah, they come with questions and they get the recognition on some people's faces when we talk about something. They're like, that's what you meant in that episode where you talked about this, which is so cool because then they can refer back to that. And it's like, they did the pre-learning before we even showed up. They without even knowing it. And that's the really cool part too, is how that's changed. I love that. That's really interesting because, you know, like we said, it just makes the in-person training better. And then those who hadn't heard of us, now that we do the in-person training, it's like, they can keep listening to the podcast afterwards and it's free. And they're basically getting, you know, you're reinforcing some of the concepts that they learned, you know, in some new light, with some new case, with some new thing that happened or
240 hours of different stories and perspective and fidelity.
It's really, I think it's really helped a lot. And I think for a lot of folks, it really liked it. So we want, that's part of the reason we absolutely want to keep it up too, because it's fun that way. And like I said, the feedback is everything. And we rely on you folks that are listening right now to kind of just reach in and shoot us an email and go, hey, could you cover this? Or what about this? Or I'm not sure about this question, or I'm not sure about what you meant when you said this. And we're gonna try and do less of the big one were for some people who were like, hey, can you guys put out like a glossary of terms? Because you guys use so many different, but there were funny ones. There were a lot of them were Gregisms, like calling a car a sled, like, you know what I mean? Or certain things like that, which you can figure out from the context of the conversation, but
many
it's
not all the time.
Yeah. But it's funny. Like those little colloquial terms that we fall back on, you know, you gotta be like, you gotta pay attention that there's someone out there just tuning in is like, what the F are you talking about? Like when we get someone who's reached out and been like, hey, I was really interested, but I was also unsure about this other stuff, but it sounds like you guys really know what you're talking about.
Right.
And it's like, okay, I got you. But you have to balance that without what you said, like you don't want to go too slow and alienate those people that do listen to us who have such a great knowledge base. Cause that's the thing, is like our audience is not for
so
everyone.
Varied.
Well, but it's not for everyone. It's not everyone. And I don't want our podcast to be
it shouldn't
anyone could listen to this.
But
like,
we
have to be interested in this material.
Exactly. But hence the name change is the first standard. But my promise is we're never going to get too big for our britches. Weight-wise, maybe I'm going to be stretching the limit of my pants and my belt and my shirt buttons. But when it comes down to it, that's not our goal here. Our goal is to make sure that each episode is more robust and the detail is there. So you have those things that, like, for every time that I said, do your homework, well, we're going to do some of that homework for you now.
Yeah.
And we're going to, help you down certain paths so you can have the realization that we did, you know, decades ago. And Brian, I'm excited. The journey has been amazing to this point. That's what people don't get. It's been an amazing journey to today.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what it's going to be like tomorrow morning.
And this is going to be the first 240 episodes of what the prologue. I mean, the introduction, the table of contents, really.
Now we're
you know, we start chapter one. On the
everybody
next
take your seats. It's about to start. The trailer's going right.
Yeah, and that's how I'm looking at it too. Hopefully the listeners, you folks, kind of take it that way too, and get excited about it. And you know, it's a little bit, you know, we're gonna have some fun stuff with it. But anything else, Greg, you kind of want to add to that, or lessons learned, or things we've discussed that we can share with people about the podcast, or what it's become, or any of that? I mean, I don't know if there's anything else you're thinking.
It's hard because it's such an emotional time.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. There's never been a day or an episode or a guest, a book, anything that we've talked about where Brian and I weren't completely giving you 100%.
Right.
We don't give 90 and we can't give 120, but every time that you see us on here, and that's the promise going forward, is we're going to give you the best of, are we going to skin our knee here and there? Yeah. But guess what? It's going to be better. And you're going to see the dramatic changes start day one. So we're excited by it. Meaning, I'm getting a facelift and Brian's going to shave his head. So we have to keep you interested.
I don't think I'm shaving my head.
And exactly. Can you imagine that? What items we'd find under there? I want to thank everybody because it was it's been a great run, and this is going to be exciting times ahead, man.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited for it. And I do appreciate everyone who's continued to listen and reach out with questions. No, it doesn't bother me when you reach out with questions. I appreciate it and want more. So a lot of folks are like, hey, I know he was busy. He's just curious. You know, if you could, just reach out and ask. Like, hey, man, like, this is what I'm thinking. So, because I need that constructive feedback. Those questions are that's how we get better. And so
that's
you know, we're always going to do our thing and talk about it, but whether or not it's hitting the mark on your end is the most important part. And so I do appreciate everyone who has and will continue to reach out, and please continue to do so. So I think that's a good Good wrap. I'm excited for the first episode coming up here soon. Just stay tuned, everyone. I'm just changing the name and logos and everything on here. You're not going to have to subscribe to a new thing or a new episode or, you know, go. I'm not changing any of that, just so I can, you'll still get your episode weekly and we'll go from there. But, I thank everyone for continuing to listen and for sharing the episode. So we're going to
please tell everybody as usual. The only way we increase reach is with you. So help us out. And Brian and I are flying soon. We'll be in Detroit. Our new episode is going to be coming out probably in Detroit, which is kind of a cool thing, right?
Yeah. That was
to where we started.
Yep. So that was part of it. You know, that was part of the launch. And the best thing you can do if you don't want to get on the Patreon side and learn more, you just like listening, we appreciate it. Share an episode with a friend. That's the biggest way to grow a podcast and get an audience is leaving a little review, hitting the like button, giving us that kind of stuff, and literally just sharing it, sending it to someone else to listen to, because that's how the word gets out. And that, you know, word of mouth way of doing things is so much better, because it's not just some, oh, everything blows up for a little while and then goes away. That's when people really get engaged. Right. So thanks everyone for tuning in. We're looking forward. And don't forget that training changes behavior. That's all for today, folks. But if you'd like even more content, you can head over to our Patreon page. The link can be found in the episode details. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, follow us on social media, and please tell your friends about the show. Thanks for tuning in, and we appreciate your support.